B-Pod Studios.
Boston's home for sports. Boston's home. It's just a command away.
Open your mouth.
Just ask your smart speaker to play. Play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I need one of those.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
You know I went a year without touching myself?
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
I wish somebody would have marooned them.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall Dick, where you at? 515-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the pornos.
Here we go.
It's too good time. It's too good time. It's too good time. It's too good. Too good. Too good. Too good time. It's too good time. It's too good time. It's too good. Too good. Too good. Too good. Too good. I'm going to be so hungover at work tomorrow. I'm not going to do anything.
So bad. They'll never be as good as New York.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
And now the agent for Hurst has come out and said he will file a grievance against the Patriots that, according to NFL rules, the club should not have been able to release his client because he was injured. The agent claims that at the request of the team, Hurst has been playing with a bulging disc in his neck.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're the Touch and Rich radio program. We are in the Tom Fair Tire Studios. 617-779-0985. Hopefully my pneumonia has settled down.
They said it was pneumonia?
Yep.
Ah.
I went in, because the voice was shot, and I went in, and I couldn't get my general physician to see me. So I went to one of those walk-in clinics, and when I walked in, I looked around, and there were about 8 people in there. And then as they gradually went in, I realized no one came in behind me. So I picked the absolute worst time to go. And then they did whatever tests, all rectal. And then they said they want to do an X-ray of my chest. I said, certainly. And they got the X-rays back. And then the doctor said, oh, good, I don't have to send you to the emergency room. She was under the impression that my lungs were completely full of fluid. But luckily, you know, I'm such a fighter. I ain't going to give up. I ain't going to stop it. I'm going to keep surviving.
So they weren't all the way full, but they did find a bunch of fluid in it, right?
Oh, yeah. You better believe it, baby. There was fluid all over the place. It was like a spit. They put a keg in there, a kegerator. Just drain that son of a bitch.
You're like the pump.
So I got sweet steroids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you going to do with those to get you high as a kite? And then they got me antibiotics. And then they got me cough suppressants. But I said, I don't want those cough suppressants. I said, I don't need those. I want to cough it all up. So I coached a basketball game on Tuesday with no voice.
Was that after they said you had pneumonia?
Yeah. Yep. I coached a basketball game, yelling and screaming.
but it's contagious, right? It was contagious?
No.
But that's what they...
to the children.
But I thought you told us it was contagious. That's why you couldn't come in.
Well, they said to take 3 days off. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Okay. But you coached kids?
Yep. No, yeah. Better believe it. They needed me. So I went there, and then... I went to a game last night. But I was not coaching. I was in a non-disciplinary form.
Hang on. They said you weren't supposed to be in today because you're contagious?
Yep.
Go home. I can't get sick. I can't get sick right now. I'm about to go on vacation. I can't. Also, if I get sick, Mary's got a low immune system, and it takes her four times as long to get better. If they told you not to come in, just go home. I can't get sick.
Okay.
Okay, good. I want to have you here, and I'd love to have you here, but honestly, if they told you that you are contagious, I can't get sick.
I think it was more for my own benefit, not being contagious. I don't think it was because I was contagious. I think it was for my own benefit.
Okay.
I said 3 days.
Oh, okay. It wasn't because you were contagious.
I've been on antibiotics for 3 days. I'm not contagious anymore.
Oh, okay. Because it just sounded like at the beginning of the show, you said they told you not even to come in today because you'd be contagious.
No, they said not to come in today because I needed rest.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then that's then you know what that is? That's rallying. That's being a lunch pill guy.
No, but I mean, I'm more than happy of leaving. I mean, I don't
want to
be here.
No, I just, no, the only reason I wouldn't want you to be here is I just don't want you to get anyone sick. More than, not just anyone. I don't want to get sick.
You blew it, Fred. You were on one foot out the door, man.
I know.
You
the way
left and no one would have said anything.
The way it was set up when you came in, you're like, yeah, the doctors told me not to come in because I was contagious
today.
Excuse, I'm like, holy
you know,
crap.
Mike, what, Mike, how come Fred's not at work? Rich told me to go home. You had a 5-day weekend lined up right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more than happy to go home. I mean, that's not a problem to me. No, but I was deemed non-contagious
okay.
At a certain point.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good.
Okay. I think once you take the antibiotics, but they said that I should take 3 days off to rest everything. But I did not. I'm too much of a survivor. So, and obviously I was desperately needed here. I heard everything fell apart. So they demanded that I came in. So, no. I think that you're all safe.
Well, good. Good, good.
Mary's, good. She's still got the...
She's going to be that for a long, long time. She still hasn't taken, like, some of her important shots, like the like MMR shot. Like, she still can't get that. So, you know, I mean, she's almost 5 years removed.
What's an MMR shot?
The MMR. You know, it's like when you get, like, your shots when you're a kid. You're going up. You know, it's like your immunity shots. Measles, mumps, rubella.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
So, I mean, she's wide open to that right now. But any time that she gets sick, it takes, like, 3 to 4 times as long. So, I mean, there's sometimes, like, every winter she's had to go into the hospital because if she gets a fever, her body can't fight it to get it back down to where it is. So she literally has to sit in the hospital for 3 to 4 days while they put fluids in her and all this medicine to get it back to where it goes. So that's why, you know, it's getting a little bit better, but she still has that lowered immune system. So that's why I just do everything I can to try. So it's like when people, like, you know, say Rich is weird because he touches door handles with his sleeve.
Well, you were like that anyway.
I was like that anyway. Yeah. But it just kind of justifies like a little bit more.
Oh, I see. It helps you in your own
it
mind.
Justifies it just
kind of hop over that hurdle.
More.
I get it.
No, you were like that already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're just using that as an excuse. So when does Mary become that she doesn't have to worry about getting sick?
I don't know. And there's no, like, never a definite date. It's just, it's blood test after blood test after blood test. And once it gets to a certain place and they feel confident, then they slowly start weaning her off of these immunosuppressants. And it's just, it's like a slow, slow process. And sometimes you'll never get back and you'll always be on certain immunosuppressants, but not to the extent that she is now. So we'll see. I mean, the good news is that she only has to go to the hospital once every, like, couple months now. And every time they look at her, they go, we're just going to keep you on what you got. You know, we're going to keep you on what you got.
Okay.
So that's where it is now.
All right.
So, could I just interrupt for 1 second, not to change the subject, because
sure.
Dr. Bird has a diagnosis.
Oh, Dr.
Oh,
Bird.
Oh,
for you, Fred.
Right.
Yes, Bird?
Ammonia is not contagious, guys. You're all set.
Again, what is that?
Ammonia is not contagious.
What is not contagious?
Ammonia.
Ammonia.
Okay, good to know.
That's a good point.
Thank you. Carry on.
Neither is Clorox.
I mean, you could, yeah. I mean,
no, ammonia is not contagious. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
No, you could have as much ammonia as one, and then you spill it all over the place. It's not going to regenerate.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Troy, ammonia is not contagious.
I don't see
Troy,
the problem.
Hello.
Listen, I don't know how he put it up, but it's not contagious. You guys are totally fine.
Yeah. That's what I was, my understanding.
Okay, good.
Is that, but they were going to put me over there in the hospital. They were going to put me there in the old emergency room. But, you know, they didn't realize that they were dealing with a almost a $6 million man here.
Yep. Needed to coach a basketball game that night.
Mm-hmm.
You guys win at least?
No.
Oh.
Last night we won.
Okay.
First win of the season for the Metro West squad.
Okay.
Play-in game.
Sure.
Now, Sunday, all cards on the table. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you gotta, you know, do what you gotta do. You gotta, you know, take it to the limit. We were missing our best player on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit, we were within a point with like 2 minutes, with like a minute left. Some kid steel ice in his veins, hit two one-on-ones.
Oh.
To ice the game.
How old are the kids?
36. That's how I, I just like being around people in their 30s. All right, Rich, it was a big night for the Bruins. The Bruins are the fun team now.
Absolutely.
Who would have thought?
That's right.
Who would have thought at the beginning of the season that the Bruins would be the fun team?
Can you actually start considering the Bruins a legitimate Stanley Cup contender? That is the question. Maybe last night was the moment you can go, all right, now we can talk about it. But let's get to that game because that was fun as hell.
All right, we will talk about that and so much more in just a moment.
Felger and Mass, afternoons.
Kane is a bad man himself. It just the fact that he wants to fight Char is, tells you all you need to know. There's only a few guys in the league who'll do it. And for Char to take that fight, win that fight, and just the nature of it, like that should have you believing a little bit.
Yeah, he's a leader. This is what you're talking about.
Yes.
He's a leader.
In every facet. I just feel so much differently if Tampa wasn't sitting there in the second round. But oh well, pull the upset. Pull the upset. Have your goalie steal around. That can happen.
Felger and Mass, weekdays at 2. 98.5, The Sports Hub. Get the app. Get The Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download The Sports Hub app today.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
It was a beatdown on Causeway Street.
Krug, sandwiched by a couple of lightning, sent to the far corner, Heinen, down to the far hash, and it's lobbed out. Breakaway chance, here's Martian, into the slot, forehand, Deets, shoots, he scores! Deming shatters his stick!
The Bruins hosted what could end up being one of the best teams in hockey history, and they beat them senseless. 4-1 Bees over Lightning, the final score. Tampa Bay is having a season that could possibly set records for not only the most wins, but most points in a season, winning 10 in a row. They would be an excellent measuring stick for where this Bruins team stood last night in Boston pass with flying colors, with help from a guy that many thought might not even have played yesterday.
Feeds it over to the far side. Kucherov has it stolen, left of the net. Wagner shoots to Ming to save. They score!
Two nights earlier, Brent Burns launched a puck into Nola Chari's face. It smashed out two of his upper teeth, knocked several more loose, and opened up this gross gash on both its top lip and his bottom lip.
Yeah, you talked after the game. It was disgusting.
It was gross. It was just like a big hole.
Like you couldn't even tell what was wrong with him. It was just like a big mess of crap.
I told Mike to get the Pierre McGuire interview. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was great. It was whoa, whoa, whoa. There's this show called Preacher. I don't know if you've ever seen it, where one of this kid like somehow got cursed with basically an anus on his face, and that's kind of what it looks like. His mouth, he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's just a big hole. Many erotic films where a gentleman's face turns into an anus. All right, Mark, go ahead.
Hey, speaking of things, guys.
Good morning. What's up, Mark?
If it wasn't for Louis freaking Domingue last night, that score might have been 10-1.
Yep.
He made some incredible saves last night. But what I want to talk about is, did you watch the whole game?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you had to hear the announcers last night making up every excuse.
Yeah, there was the back-to-back
games.
Why Tampa
Bay sucked last night? Well, they played so many games in 3 games in 5 days. I said, the Bruins did the same thing on the road a week ago, and they won all of them.
Yep.
There's no excuse. You're the best team in the league. That is no excuse. The Bruins completely outplayed them last night. stopped them from getting over the blue line last night. It was amazing. It was a perfect game played by the Bruins all around.
Yeah. They did a great job.
It was exciting.
And, I mean, and once again with Noel Achari, I mean, he was great. He not only had a goal but also an assist. Must have been that big-ass bubble helmet protecting his face out there. How great would it have been if he would have picked a fight with that big-ass bubble mask and gone for a Gordie Howe hat trick? That would have been a pretty phenomenal scene. But the true story last night, and really the true story of the season, if we're being honest, is that the TNR bump is real and it's becoming ridiculous.
Here's Krug, long left-wing feed. Lightning changing. DeBrus carries into the left circle. Center deflected. They score! Nothing.
Jake DeBrusk, who ever since coming on our show has been on fire, and even he knows it.
Shout out to Touch and Rich as well. They'll kill me if I don't do this. And thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome, Jake DeBrusk. Since coming on with us, his slump has not only ended, but Jake has scored in 7 of his last 8 games. Did you hear that when last week when he plugged us after the game, after going nuts?
I did.
Yeah, it was great. So you should have just seen the number of tweets I got last night from people begging us to invite the entire Boston Celtics on our show.
I don't know how much good guys do.
Can you have Rozier on every day next week?
Right. No. Get Marcus Smart on here.
Yeah, I'm not positive how good that's going to work.
Now, this may have been the third game in 4 nights, as you heard many times last night, but to hold the Lightning to just 4 shots in the first, 9 total by the end of the second, and 21 for the entirety of the game, it's impressive by any standard. So, the 15-game point streak continues. Here's Brad Marchand afterwards.
I think we're confident right now, which that goes a long way when everybody's feeling good about themselves. And even if some guys have a bad night, other guys are stepping up and having big games. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, and we just kind of feed off that from one another. And that confidence and positivity is contagious in the group. And we're just feeding off it.
So Bruce Cassidy was asked about Noel Achari's effort last night after delivered just days after having his face smashed in.
And Noel, we knew if he was fine, there's no doubt he was going to play. He's got the magic bubble on. Seems to work for our players. All of a sudden, instant offense. So see if we can find a few more of those. He's with the South Shore Kings back in the day. Would have had 5 today. That's probably how he made it over to Providence, because he certainly had his looks.
Mike, is this the clip? Did you find the Achari with Pierre McGuire clip? Is that it right there? Oh, you did. Okay. I mean, I see an Achari clip. Is that him? Okay. Here we go. This is Noel Achari. Listen to this dude trying to speak. And I felt bad for the guy. Because, I mean, everyone's getting teeth knocked everywhere. I mean, you saw DeBrusk. He's still got that one missing. But Achari, it's just a scene.
Just hoping it wasn't my jaw again. But, you know, things happen. It's a quick game, and things like that happen all the time. So I just got to get past it. And lost 2 teeth and just cutting both upper and lower lip.
Yes. What's great, too, is that he's had his jaw broken before, and he said he just moved some teeth around, but, you know, we were able to put him right in the place.
He looks like the chick from Kingpin.
The old lady? Yeah, it does kind of, right, with the mouth all wrinkled up and shriveled. Well, the Lightning, they're still 17 points ahead of the Bruins, which is absolutely
still
insane.
Still have a double-digit lead on second-place Calgary. I mean,
so think about that. So during that whole
run, the Bruins have... Aren't they tied with Calgary now?
No, they're ahead of Calgary, I think.
The Bruins have the second-best record in the NHL, correct?
We double-check. I thought Calgary had a 3-point lead. I will check.
Take a look. I might be wrong.
Yes, the Bruins have the second-best point total. It's a shame the rules of the NHL.
Well, Calgary has 89 points. The Bruins have 85.
Oh, okay.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
But I do know, however, that during that entire run that the Bruins have been going on during this 15 games, they gained like no ground until last night on the Lightning.
Yeah.
That just shows how absurd that team has been playing.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, because I got to listen to the first period with our guys, like Bob Beers and Judd Surratt, and they were saying that the pace that the Lightning are on right now is that where if they continue just in the streak or at the pace they've been going, they are going to set a record for most points in a season and possibly games. I think the games might be the one that's just out of reach if they continue this pace.
Tampa Bay's goal differential is plus 80 in 65 games. Next best is Calgary at plus 48. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, there was some first time in hockey history that 2 teams played after that kind of like point streak.
Both teams had a 14-game point streak heading into last night. That's never happened before.
I'm not much of the sports radio getting mad, But Adam Jones was crapping on the Bruins last night before the game.
But wouldn't why? You want it? You wouldn't want it any other way with
Adam
Jones.
I gotta know why. What could he have possibly picked out from last night?
No. It was before the game.
Oh, before the game. Okay.
And he was like,
okay.
Something like they suck and that.
Who have they played? You know,
well, they just
they're going to lose
West
anyway to this team in the playoffs.
It's like you're a fraud if you don't. The word fraud, it will never cross my lips unless I'm imitating an idiot. But yeah, they're frauds and this and that. I mean,
do you remember what time it is? Because that might actually be fun to pull up right now.
It was. I mean, they were on for like 15 minutes. Okay,
that's right. Because
that's right. Pre-game was seven o'clock last night. Yeah. So
he was just crapping all over the Bruins. And I thought, like, this team is not lost in a very, very long time.
They have not gotten points in a very, very long time. And they lost a couple games.
I don't count getting a point in overtime as losing. That's just me. But they, they haven't, whatever. They've gotten points.
Well, now the question is, and Rich brought this up for a segment of the show, can the Bruins go win the Stanley Cup?
Sure.
Well, I mean, you got to feel a hell of a lot better this morning than you did yesterday.
I mean, remember when Philadelphia came back on the Bruins the year before they won the Cup and the Bruins were up 3-0?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the Bruins were supposed to win the Stanley Cup and Carolina beat them in the second round?
I remember that, too. They were up 3-1 and coughed it up. I remember that.
I mean, there's teams that, I mean, I mean, the Bruins could conceivably win the Stanley Cup. They'd be, pretty big underdogs against Tampa Bay, but it's not unheard of.
It just seems really unfair that the Bruins would have to face this team in a second round of the playoffs.
Yes. The way the NHL playoffs work out is unfortunate.
I heard all that stuff yesterday, too, about the third game and four nights and the backup goalie. But, I mean, you have to remember, the Bruins don't have their number one scorer on the ice.
Domingue had won his last 11 starts in a row heading into last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was as hot can be, and he was hot into the third period last night.
By the way, that first line is better with Heinen than with Pastrnak, statistically. So,
but you're not saying, obviously, keep him there when Pastrnak comes back and move things
well,
around.
Well, actually, they did.
Yes, I would.
They had Pastrnak on the second line before he hurt himself.
Yeah, I would definitely move Pastrnak down.
I mean, you have Pastrnak, Krejci, and DeBrusk. Not bad.
No, that's a electric second line.
If Heinen can continue to play the way he's playing, which is don't mess it up and, score when called upon, those are two really solid lines. And the Chari line is great, too.
I think Heinen's a little bit better on that line than don't mess it up. I think Heinen is someone who can put points up. But under no circumstances am I screwing with that first line.
No, Pastrnak, when he comes back, stays on the second line with DeBrusk and Krejci. That third line slash fourth line, whatever you want to call the Achari line, has been great. And maybe these two new additions make the third line solid. So, yeah. I mean, what I saw last night was a team that not only put their foot on Tampa Bay's throat, they pressed down hard. Once they got the lead, it was great to watch. It was a perfect game to watch. Yeah.
And it's all because of us.
Shout out to Touch and Rich as well. You'll kill me if I don't do this. And thank you, guys.
Because the streak, by the way, not just DeBrusk, but the streak for the team started after pucks and paddles. Just want to remind people.
And also when I streaked down Commonwealth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
How long was the streak popular in the 70s? 6 months.
Well, enough to have Ray Stevens come out with like the hit song,
right?
Streak.
Wasn't that what you were talking about? How long was it like a top 40 hit?
No, or just how long was Streak in the Way to Go?
Yeah. Oh, okay, I don't know.
Well, now they'd put you in jail forever.
Yes.
For tomfoolery.
Sure.
Now if you ran naked down the street,
that's officially the charge.
No, if you ran naked down the street, you probably get 15 years in jail.
You're probably right. I mean, when's the last time you saw someone streak?
I don't think I ever have, except for on TV, like during games.
Right. I guess you're right. I've never seen it live. I've just seen it like when people talk about the streak.
I just like that it was a movement in the 70s, and now we're so prude, and everything is considered so crazy.
Right.
That like, my eyes, and they go, who's that going to hurt?
Right. Every time you see the streak, it's like from some Mets game from 1978 or whatever.
Well, the Morgana the Kissing Bandit, I mean, she would get away with murder. I mean, she'd come out there and they go, where'd you go?
You can't have a Kissing Bandit either.
No, and Pete Rose would just like lay her down and go, let me get those fun bags. All right. Are your kids afraid of this Momo guy?
They don't know about it.
I don't know about it.
Oh, really?
I know about it. They don't know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and it's
do they know anyone at school?
I don't know. Show them the picture of where that Momo picture really comes from, and they'll go, oh, well, this is stupid.
Where does the Momo picture really come from?
It's from some Japanese art museum, and it's like this chicken that has that woman's face. And if you show them, because right now the thing that's going around scaring everyone is, so there's this Momo thing. Long story short, there is a internet deal going around. Kids on YouTube are accessing it, and it's saying that it's telling them to do things like cut their wrists and do all sorts of horrible things.
Apparently, it's not even on YouTube.
Well, they keep mentioning YouTube as one of the things because so many children are on it. But it's on the internet, and kids are getting access to it. And it's this creepy woman's face, kind of looks like a Shelley Duvall, like stretched out face with huge bug eyes.
You said enough, just Shelley Duvall.
And what it's saying is that apparently, if you don't do these horrible things to yourself, like
they're going
to
kill you.
Well, if you tell your parents in the middle of the night, this Momo character will come and kill you.
Okay, and so my understanding is it's not even on the internet.
Okay, because I haven't seen evidence of it anywhere other than these stories. Now,
right.
But then again, I'm not searching for it, so I don't know.
No. Like, in Detroit, it was all over the news. And
like, has anyone died
from it? Mike Lockhart, has anyone died from it?
Yeah, like, I mean, has there been a child who has died, and they're saying it's because of the Momo thing?
I honestly think the Momo thing doesn't exist on the internet.
It's just something. Well, this has been around for, like, 3 or 4 months now. And now all of a sudden it blew
years.
Up again.
Oh, okay. It was up last summer.
Oh, was it? But if you should see if your kids come to you and they're freaked out about it and you need to have a talk to them with them about it, Google the real picture of where the Momo thing comes from, because it's a art exhibit that somebody made in Japan, and it looks like so stupid. It's like cartoonish. It almost looks like something out of like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
I know.
It's a chicken. It's a chicken with that woman's head on.
Yeah, well, that's not going to help anything. Because
freak them out,
freaks them
out. No, trust me. It's because the picture itself looks weird. But
I tried everything.
People taking selfies next to it.
I tried everything, and my son is just beside himself. I couldn't even sleep in bed last night. He's gone. Momo bananas. There's a kid at school that informs him of everything that's going on. It's frightening. But I heard it's not even on the internet. I've heard it's not even on YouTube.
I mean, there's people are sending me articles. Of the that's a hoax.
Yeah,
there's no evidence of any of this really happening.
In terms of obviously, it's not happening. But in terms of it's not even on the internet. So I just sat around corners and then would pop up and go Momo. Last night.
How did you handle that? That sounds like fun.
I laughed. I mean, I was trying to make light of it. You know.
Yeah.
Tough love.
Milo is on board?
No.
Okay.
All right, we're running late, but let's just take one. Steve, go ahead.
So, yeah, Momo is a hoax, and the only reason it's blowing up is because all these parents are freaking out, posting all over social media, which the news is picking it up. It started with just a guy on YouTube that made a video about the hoax. And then it blew up from there. There supposedly is a WhatsApp phone number that you can call, but so far I have not been able to find that. My kid last night, I have a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old, and the 14-year-old said, don't watch any videos on Momo, and my 8-year-old or 9-year-old started bawling his eyes out.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened in my house. My son heard about it on the way home.
So tell me, then this is what it sounds like, is somebody created this false controversy. So what parents are doing, and these kids didn't know anything about it, so the parents are going, we have to talk about this Momo thing, and they're showing
Brandon
them the picture.
Meriwether put it
and
up.
And now the kids are freaking out about it when they wouldn't have known about it in the first place if the parents didn't tell them?
No. Okay. Right. No, or the kid at school didn't tell them.
Well, but how did they find out?
Yeah, but I'm not like, but I didn't run around telling my kids about
something
stupid.
I'm not talking to you.
Momo.
I'm saying this all seemed to start from parents freaking out over something that's not actually happening.
The parents in Detroit made the mistake of watching the news with their children, which is like the one thing you can't do.
No, you can't.
You can't watch the news. I mean, I watched, what did I watch with my kids? Something inappropriate, but it's not the Jackass movies. But I mean, it's not Momo. So, yeah, I just walked around the house popping out of corners going, Momo. I thought he would understand how ludicrous the whole thing was. All right, Richard, what do we have coming up?
Some new news in the whole Robert Kraft situation, which seems to get stranger by the day.
Well, he's an idiot at this point. I mean, he's just, it's just such bad.
Well, I would like to know why you think he's an idiot, because I don't know in this case what else he could have done.
Okay. Well, are we talking about him fighting the charges?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would have, well, have fun with this story going till April. And I think that the article in the Post was a plant. All right. Here are the headlines.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich B. listening at 6:50 this morning for your chance to score a four-pack of passes. The Friday night session of Harpoon St. Patrick's Festival. Hey. Don't miss the Harpoon St. Patrick's Festival March 8th through March 10th at the Harpoon Brewery. For more info, go to harpoon.com. So, Rich and I were talking this all before we get to Barb Kraft, but very quickly. So, I have this dog, right? And so, on the third floor is where the kitty litter box is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was urinating frequently due to the medicine I was taking. So I wasn't flushing every time I urinated. Mm-hmm. I just love the environment. So I heard my dog eating the cat's crap, which is upstairs, and then lapping up my pee to wash it down. And then that dumb dog jumps in the bed and proceeds to try to lick me.
And you stopped him, correct?
No, I filmed it. Yeah. So I get her off the bed, and then she's confused and, like, jumps back on the bed. And I say, you've been eating poo and chasing with pee. Like, what is wrong with dogs?
I don't know.
Why do they, like, the minute, like, she thinks no one's home, she's, like, scoots upstairs. And just goes like, I'm going to down on some cat crap.
Yeah.
And then drinking out of the toilet.
Have they invented a thing you can put in a dog bowl that is essentially Listerine that's drinkable for dogs? Because there's been times where I've been walking my dog and I'll just be looking at my phone for a second. I'll look down and he'll be like licking a rat carcass or something. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing?
See, at least
and the dog licks
sense.
Your face all the time. I understand that. Don't think that my dog is, you know,
impervious to poo.
Yeah, poo. He likes the taste of poo as well. But that's the thing is there some sort of like drinkable breath washer, because just like your dog, mine loves coming over and trying to lick me in the face.
I almost think that she knows what's going on and she's just like, take this, you son of a bitch.
Just doing it to tick you off.
Yeah, just doing it like, hey, I ate some crap, you piece of garbage. Like, it was a little over the top.
Sure.
Like, she doesn't go downstairs and drink out of the toilet.
Yeah.
She was literally chasing poo with pee. It was like we were in Germany. She was, and then she was trying to very forcibly lick me. Oh. And then she doesn't understand. I push her out of bed, and then she's such that dog is just like Schwarzenegger. Like, and she, there's not one part of her that's not intense muscle. So and then she gets angry if you try to move her. It's disgusting. And then I'm half asleep, right?
Sure. So there's that thing that goes to your head. You're like, all right, I really should push this dog out of the way, but man, my head is in the perfect position on this pillow right now.
You smell that feces. It just smells like feces. All right. Well, Jim has a lot of dog eating poo stories. Jim, go ahead.
Hey guys, hey.
Hey.
So I have two dogs. We had a 10-year-old black lab, and we ended up getting a second dog about 5 years later. This dog is unbelievable in terms of eating poop. I mean, she eats the other dog's poop before it even hits the ground when they're both outside. I've seen her eat, I mean, more than just poop, glass, screws, drywall screws, roofing nails. I mean, this dog's digestive system is just something out of the ordinary. It's incredible.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like it before.
We got a dog that we eventually had to get rid of because it was a sociopath. But we gave it away to a family, so no one get upset. And
with small children.
It was a gay couple that had dual shifts. They would, one worked in the morning and one worked in the afternoon. I assure you, no one has anything to worry about. And this dog would eat my socks. This is when I lived in Brookline and everything was horrible. And the fun thing about the dog was you would have to pull the socks out of its rectum.
Yep. I've heard of that before. Ah. Yep. Yep.
Ugh.
And that's not fun. That I have heard of.
Yeah.
That happens more than you realize.
Yeah. And then what was funny is that you would pull it and then your lawnmower would start.
I was thinking more it would make like a sound.
It didn't make a sound. It just every lawnmower in the city would just start
on up.
That's poor Stop and Shop on Tappan Street.
Right.
I never picked up one piece of feces. Mm-hmm. Stop and Shop, this is all yours. Have fun with that. Big supermarket. All right. So, Bob Kraft,
transition of the day.
Not that much different. All right. So, in my opinion, I think he's making a mistake, but
well,
go ahead.
Yeah. So, more news on the RKK front. The story does get stranger by the day. Through his attorney, Robert Kraft has pleaded not guilty to his two misdemeanor charges of soliciting prostitution at the Orchids of Asia, a spa that my very own brother sent me a selfie from in front of yesterday, and behind him, about three other people taking selfies. Kraft's case now set for the March 27th date at North County Courthouse in Palm Beach Gardens, about a month earlier than police had previously said. More than likely, Robert's not going to have to appear personally. So under Florida law, a criminal defendant can elect to waive his or her Sixth Amendment right to a trial by jury as long as the prosecutor and judge agree. So that means in the unlikely event that Robert Kraft even has to go to a trial, a judge probably would decide it rather than it being in front of a jury. So over the last several days, there's started to become more and more articles written about just how the police in Florida may have overstepped their boundaries and how defenses, like for all these different Johns, like Robert Kraft, could easily poke holes in the methods upon which the info was gathered to be used against them. I mean, there's all been all sorts of things about the actual whether or not you could prove that there was an agreement for sex. There's no audio. Well, my theory, on these videos.
My theory all along is that this woman has relationships with rich guys. Madame.
Well, she got arrested for just straight up prostitution. It wasn't for any kind of trafficking.
Yeah, so apparently this whole trafficking thing is a little overblown.
Well, there's been, because now that you step back and look at it, at first I was like, why did they have such a long period of time for them to make arrests when one of the police officers actually went in and got services, according to the reports?
No, he got to the brink of services.
Oh, okay. The brink of services. Yes. But it was enough to justify going in.
So he got basically blue balls.
Apparently that's the case. But wouldn't you think at that point you would make the arrest? And at first I was like, that seems a little gratuitous. And then there was all the stuff about human trafficking. I'm like, okay, well, if they're trying to build a case and find these more people to arrest, I understand it. But there haven't been these arrests that we all thought.
But what's funny is in the New York Post article, which I think you're probably referring to.
Well, no. There was a Sports Illustrated one. There was a bunch. There's been a bunch.
Well, okay,
I read that one as well, which I thought was, it made some good points.
It did. And it might all be true. But first of all, the age of these women is like, whoa, okay.
So he went like, what, 38 and then jumped the next day to like 57 or something?
Who I would assume he knows is like 57. No, they're both older than me. So anyway, so you've pled guilty, not guilty, and then you get off. Well, congratulations. You kept this in the newspaper for another month.
It's going to be there. I mean, you can't put it this way. If you're him, first, there's two reasons. The legal reason is that it's part of the legal process. So he can plead not guilty at this point so they can work toward a plea agreement.
Sure.
Like, that's just something you do legally.
Sure.
But then there's the other part of it. If you're Robert Kraft and you have worked really hard in order to make sure that your image is pristine, and even if you just want to make sure you get a lesser sentence from the NFL, you plead not guilty because you don't want to be the guy who forever has on their track record that you were indeed found guilty of soliciting prostitution.
If there's any holes,
it hasn't.
It's going to be a technicality.
Okay,
and the video is going to come out, and none of this is going to help him. I as far as my opinion is that this the ship has sailed.
You see, I mean, you could say that, and maybe in public opinion that might be the case, but at least when the NFL tries to give a punishment, he could say, I wasn't found guilty of anything.
But Ezekiel Elliott was not found guilty of anything, and he was suspended.
Sure, but he probably would have gotten a worse sentence if he was found guilty.
That's debatable, fine. I don't really know what the NFL is going to do, and that would be my least of my concerns if I'm Robert Kraft. In fact, I've mentioned this before. Every time I think about the NFL having a punishment, I think, who cares?
Well,
this is this guy's life. And so anyway, if you get off on a technicality, it does you no good.
See, that I heard everyone say that yesterday, but that's just not true. I mean, if you're
not
that
in the court of public opinion.
Well, okay, well, but how about just in order to do more things for charities? Like, if there's any kind of, if you're him, you don't want on your record that you were found guilty of prostitution.
Fine, but you're on videotape being serviced twice within 24 hours and giving those people money. It's
but as of right now, the tape's not out, so you have to do this.
And that tape, by the way, has got to be really legit because they can figure out like how much money he gave them. So I don't think this is like grainy, you know, video from like 1968. I think this has got to be like straight up camera.
Yeah, I thought that was impressive. Dude, like they knew the dollar amount.
First of all, and that's the other thing. The ship sailed about him getting away with this. And second of all, if this video is going to be like, there's no audio. Listen, if it was illegal for them to pull him over, fantastic. If it was good for him, if it was illegal the way they put the cameras in there, fantastic. Good for him. This thing is just the way it is.
If the videotape exists, and of course we all assume it is, it's all about
the videotape exists. That's not without.
Okay, the videotape exists. Either way, this videotape's going to come out. He's going to be embarrassed one way or another.
Yeah.
This is all about
past embarrassed.
All about damage control.
But,
as much as you can. And by the way, damage control doesn't include his public image. That's going to get damaged regardless. It's damage control on the other side, as Rich is suggesting. He's fighting his way towards a plea agreement so he doesn't have to be in court, so he can skip all those pre-trial hearings.
Well, he wouldn't have to go to them anyway. He could have just pled no contest and then gotten the $500 fine.
It's listen, all subtle shades.
But you're saying it. He's already embarrassed. Being embarrassed and being a criminal and embarrassed are two completely different things.
That's all this is about now.
Yep. And that's why he's fighting it. See, because as of right now, you're already embarrassed. Nothing's going to change.
I think that he comes off as better if he just like accepts responsibility for it and then it moves on.
Not if you're
him. Because ultimately he did nothing except let a couple old ladies give him the old what for.
Not officially being a criminal, and someone says on Twitter, he's right, it's what I'm trying to say, but not officially being a criminal is always better than officially being a criminal.
All right, sure. I mean, good. I mean, I disagree, but that's fine. I would not want to change.
But it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be a really interesting couple of months.
Yeah, he can keep this going for a couple months. I would not want to be him right now. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group. He can take the money. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. Because I could get caught at a Jack Shack and no one would care about me. Car number 10 right now at the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. And that will score four passes for Friday night session of Harpoon St. Patrick's Day Festival. Don't miss the Harpoon St. Patrick's Festival, March 8th through March 10th at the Harpoon Brewery. More info, go to harpoon.com. I hear a very good interview yesterday with you guys and Danny Ainge. We'll hear that in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.